Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, July 10th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The pandemic passing 12 million cases worldwide, causing 550,000 people to die in 120 countries. Here in the USA, the disease has infected 3 million, killed 135,000 plus. New government projections predict the contagion could claim 250,000 lives in America by Christmas. COVID currently spiking in places like Florida, Texas, California, Arizona. The Sunshine State, that's Florida, setting daily records now for hospitalizations. Officials in Miami bringing back the shutdown, closing businesses, also beaches. And doctors believe that tourism is a major factor in the Florida situation. Flights for summer vacations in Miami and Orlando, the rest of Florida, are bringing in folks who may be ill. Despite COVID, Disney World in Orlando is opening Saturday. Would you go to Disney World in Orlando with the pandemic raging? I wouldn't. Florida's education commissioner says the state's public schools must open to students when the academic year begins in a few weeks. The state requiring a 5-day week, so you got to go every day, calling the schools necessary for children's nutrition, socialization, counseling, and education. Social distancing guidelines will be in all schools for pupils and teachers, but that's going to be almost impossible to enforce. New York City also opening the schools, but on a part-time basis. They're blending at-home learning with classroom instruction. President Trump now demanding students return to school. He knows that schools have to open if he wants to be reelected. And he says he may cut funding for districts that will not open. Things are much better in Europe, and it's very instructive to look at that. Italy, once the hardest hit country on earth, reporting infection rates down 90% since the height of the pandemic. Lawmakers in Rome recently reopened public beaches and some restaurants. The UK also back in business, welcoming visitors from countries like Portugal, Spain, France, and Germany for summer travel, but we Americans are still banned from the British Isles. Sweden's controversial decision to keep the country open yielded mixed results. Sweden's death rate 5 times higher than Norway and Finland, its neighbors. In a moment, listeners, sound off. Right back with that.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, our listeners, sound off. We do this every Friday. You can write to me, bill at BillO'Reilly.com, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town, please, so I can use your letters. Let's go to Alyssa in Fairfield, Connecticut. I work at a bank, and it has become almost an impossible place for me to go because every day I open my work computer and am bombarded with the PC social justice messages of the day from my bank. I follow your advice, Bill, put my head down and don't say a word. I challenge you to get to the bottom of why these companies are doing this. All right, Alyssa, first of all, you're very smart. Please, all of you, do not talk politics on the job. Protect yourself. Secondly, above all, American corporations are politically correct. They want a virtue signal. It's annoying. I understand it. You don't get both sides. They don't know anything, generally speaking, these corporations. It's a bunch of PR people putting out propaganda for whatever. But again, don't put yourself at risk. Just suck it up, as they say. Deborah, Lawrenceville, Georgia, I feel calling someone racist has become as divisive as calling someone the N-word. I don't agree with that, Deborah. The N-word should never be used in any capacity in this country by anyone because it is a word of hate. Now, you can accuse someone of being a racist, and that's a hateful act as well, especially if you can't back it up, and few people can. I never call people racist unless there is documentation, like Hitler and his henchmen, all right? Like Farrakhan, who hates white people. But I very rarely use the racist term. But the N-word, no. Rosemary, Tucson, Arizona, just heard George W. Bush is supporting Biden for president. Why is he doing this? Well, President Bush the Younger does not like Donald Trump because of the way Mr. Trump treated his brother Jeb in the debates. Trump humiliated Jeb Bush, and the Bush family is close. But I don't believe George Bush is going to vote for Joe Biden. James in Derby, Kansas, when you say bring in the National Guard to help stop the violence in Chicago, does that mean the perpetrators run the risk of being shot and killed if they do not obey orders? If the perpetrators threaten the National Guard, yes, they run the risk of being harmed. But the National Guard is there to stabilize, to discourage drug gangs from going out on the streets with guns. The guard can detain you, not arrest, detain, and then hand you over to the local authorities. Using the National Guard, as we see right now in Washington, D.C., would stop the madness. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually putting it together. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for honest reporting. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Legendary actor John Wayne appeared in 150 films, more than 200 TV episodes. As you may know, he has an airport named after him in Orange County, California. Thus, the leading man is back in the news because of the airport. Protesters demanding the airstrip change its name because Wayne made comments in an interview with Playboy magazine that disparaged black people. In the 1971 interview, he said, quote, "We can't all of a sudden get down on our knees and turn everything over to the leadership of blacks. I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility," unquote. Well, obviously, that's terrible, and his opinion is offensive to many millions of people. The question is, should he be canceled? Should John Wayne be canceled because he said that? Well, his son Ethan claims the politicians are taking the interview out of context and ignoring the totality of John Wayne's life. The Hollywood Icons Cancer Foundation still trains 150 doctors each year, educates 400,000 children on the dangers of skin cancer, and has financed 35 years of medical research. John Wayne died from skin cancer in 1979 at the age of 72. During his life, the actor earned a Congressional Gold Medal, Presidential Medal of Freedom, and an Academy Award for his performance in True Grit. He is regarded as one of the most iconic performers in American history. And here's something else you might not know. John Wayne's Presidential Medal was awarded to him after his death by Democrat Jimmy Carter. Wayne attended Carter's 1977 inaugural ball as a guest of honor. When asked why the lifelong conservative would attend the event, the Duke said it was his duty as a member of the loyal opposition. Well, times have changed now. Should John Wayne be punished for that interview? No doubt his words were hurtful, but the totality of his life was a very positive thing for America. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.